Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking is being observed today globally. The day is observed to strengthen action and cooperation to achieve the goal of an international society free of drug abuse. This year's theme is Breaking the Chains, Prevention, Treatment and Recovery for All. In a message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, for celebrating Nasha Mukt Bharat Pakhwada from 12th of June till today. As of June 2025, over 15.78 crore people have been sensitized through the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan NMBA activities, including 5.26 crore youth and 3.31 crore women. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday released a book, The Emergency Diaries Years That Forge a Leader, in New Delhi. The book delves into the compelling role of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, then a young RSS Pracharak, played in the fight against emergency. During the event, the Union Home Minister flagged off the Lok Tantra Zindabad Yatra. The Yatra will travel across the country with the aim to spread awareness about constitutional values and the lessons learned from the emergency. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted the atrocities faced by the people during the emergency. He pointed out that all must keep the memories of the emergency alive so that it is never repeated.
और ये दिन इसलिए याद रखना जरूरी है कि भविष्य में कभी भी कोई भी व्यक्ति तानाशाही सोच को इस देश के संविधान पर थोप न दे, इसलिए बहुत जरूरी है दिन को याद रखना.
Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nipuryo met with the Ambassador of Thailand to India, Shavanath Thongsamphund, and the Ambassador of Japan to India, Ono Keiichi, in New Delhi yesterday. In separate meetings with ambassadors, Dr. Ryo discussed with the Thai ambassador ways to strengthen ties between Nagaland and Thailand and further enhance bilateral relations. The Chief Minister and the Japanese ambassador also reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening ties and advancing shared goals. The newly christened Tsumikidima District Village Council Association, formerly known as the Tsumikidima Area Village Chairman Association, has extended its full support to the state government's proposal to strictly enforce the Inner Line Permit ILP regime. Representing 56 village councils, the association has urged the government to adopt a hybrid ILP system available both online and offline, making it more guarantor-friendly. It also called for extending ILPs for agricultural labourers to 1 year from 90 days, appreciating the government's efforts to uphold Naga customary laws through the Fifth Amendment Rules 2025. The councils called for urgent attention to concerns raised by the Nagaland Bar Association and for clear rules on appointing and operating district customary courts. They recommended appointing retired Dobashis and renowned GBs to these roles. Other key demands included disbanding VDB secretary associations, enforcing the One Government, One Tax Code, reviewing ceasefire ground rules, and posting key district officials such as a project officer, district education officer, and create or post district sessions judge to improve local governance and justice delivery. The registration process for the CSS Post-Matric Scholarship for Scheduled Tribe Students of Nagaland and the State Merit and Research Scholarship for the Academic Session 2025-26 will begin on 7th July and will continue until 30th September. The Department of Higher Education has informed all educational institutions and students that the CSS Post-Matric Scholarship for SC students will be processed through the National Scholarship Portal at scholarship.gov.in. while the State Merit and Research Scholarship will be available through the Common Scholarship Portal at scholarship.nagaland.gov.in. A report.
The Higher Education Department has informed that institute-level verification must be completed by 31st of October, while correction of defective applications by students and institutions must be completed by 15th of November. Final verification by the state is to be completed by 30th November. Onala Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, yesterday announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all students. Meanwhile, the subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any of the three subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The results for the two phases will be announced in April and June respectively. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.